I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. No fluff for today, and it'll be a lot shorter than yesterday for sure. One thing's because I've mentioned several times, and I have the document in front of me now. My concern is what's going to happen to my kids' generation. And, you know, I have talked about, well, obviously the Shofar book project. I've talked about tracing, the tracking and whatnot. And I tried to do the one explanation a few days ago about what it is when you have a cell phone, how you will be tracked. And it's not just simply, I know where you are, or that, you know, there's not somebody watching you, but the fact that you're around particular people. And I use the example of how in Israel, they use the cell phone tracking in order to find, okay, this person tested positive, who were they near? And because that information is there. If you have a cell phone, you're tracked, period. You're tracked. It doesn't have to be that way. But again, you know, I'm the scary guy. No one will talk to me about it because I'll explain how you make an untrackable cell phone. I don't have to do it, but I'll tell you how to do it. It's simple. But who's got the courage to do it? Speaking of courage. Well, you know, okay, just the reason that this is because just like we saw in Canada with the issues around the truckers and things of that nature, and we saw a lesser version of that in the U.S. and in Belgium and Austria and several other places, even in Australia. But the one that made the news was Canada. And, you know, various other things have been happening. The tracking, again, was most extremely strong in Israel. The lockdown was ridiculous in Australia. But the thing that's now maybe the spearhead is going to be in England, because I just found out about this today, and I have a document here from the Home Office in the UK. As of April 6th, they turn on a system where it's roughly equivalent in the U.S. You'll hear more about ID 2020, the idea of an electronic ID. People have talked about you need to be able to identify yourself on the web and these kind of things and whatnot. These things are slowly creeping into place. The vaccine passport or the green pass and things of that nature have been part of the initiative. And that's exactly what this document says the identity document validation technology in the right to work and right to rent schemes and DBS pre-employment checking. This is a document from the UK government. They're putting this system, and you know it's right to work and right to rent. So it gives you the impression, well, this gets you into places that much easier. The ability to help you get in also gives the state the ability to keep you out. That's what the point of this is. If you don't submit, if you're not part of the state system, you're going to have problems. This is the first that I've seen official state implemented version of this. You know, and it's sort of voluntary at this stage. You don't think it'll happen in the U.S.? Finding people interested. Well, that's is difficult because, again, scares the living daylights out of them. It's actually, what is the word? Delos. Yeah, that's the Greek word. Cowardice. Speaking of, I want to review really quickly with you things I reviewed before. Because the pressure is going up. And I'm going to read from the LSV again. Because, yes, it's a harder read from English, but I think we get a little bit more from it. 1 Corinthians 6, starting at verse 1. Dare any one of you, having a matter with the other, go to be judged before the unrighteous and not before the holy ones? Have you not known that the holy ones will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy of the smaller judgments? Have you not known that we will judge messengers? Why not then the things of life? Of the things of life, indeed, then, if you may have judgment, those despised in the assembly, these you cause to sit? I speak to your shame. So there is not among you, one wise man, not even one, who will be able to discern in the midst of brothers. But brother with brother go to be judged, and this before unbelievers. Already indeed, then, there is altogether a fault among you, that you have judgments with one another. Why not rather suffer injustice? Why not be defrauded? But you do injustice, and you defraud, and these brothers. And it goes to a verse that I've talked about a lot, 9 and 10. Have you not known that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be led astray, neither whoremongers, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And the great verse. And certain of you were these, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were declared righteous in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. The summation of grace there. What is being said here? Verse 5 in the ESV. I say this to your shame. Can it be that there's no one among you wise enough to settle dispute between the brothers? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. You have lawsuits. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? The woman I love and adore has gone to the state. Chris Bitterman and the leadership of MediView has gone to the state. Jim Cross was part of that going to the state. Render Keynes was part of going to the state. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? Well, I'm going to set a model before you. I have ample evidence. I have the images online of the document my wife signed requiring her to allow me access to my kids, at least 2 phone calls a week, to be able to be involved in their education, to know about events, and when they're out of town and things of that nature, I believe, and to send uncensored email, uncensored phone call, and unredacted and uncensored mail, physical mail. I pointed this out in writing, specifically on a postcard where I marked, it is illegal to censor this card, TCA 36-6-101, the Tennessee law, which was listed and spelled out in the document my wife signed. This is Susanna, my daughter, call your dad. Walter, my son, call your dad. Glory Jane, my daughter, call your dad. All three will return today. And I assume Zadok's may arrive soon or somehow got missed. I now have a dozen returned postcards and one returned DVD. And I read 1 Corinthians 6. And I understand. I am not going to go to law. I pointed out the law that my wife unambiguously violated. Here's the evidence. The return cards, the images are already online. A dozen of them are online. Kozlowski.org/promise, refused. It's all there. All the cards. You want evidence against you? It's there. If I go to the court of law, I got evidence. Plenty of evidence. I have your signature on the document. It's online. I have these cards returned. You violate man's law. I won't. Because God's law is more important. and in obedience to God, I will not go to the state like Jim Cross, like Chris Spitterman, like Render Keynes, like my wife. You spit in the face of God. Unambiguously. And the evidence is right there in front of you. I have the evidence of Meadowview turning to the state to intimidate me. And what they did, because of the fact, it's quite obvious, they had no paperwork. It was intimidation. Not only is in violation of God's law, I will probably contend, the evidence is strong, in violation of man's law. You use the power of the state to intimidate. What's the difference between you and the Azov Battalion? What is the Azov Battalion? Neo-Nazis, people who submit to the Third Reich. That is their model. And our government, the U.S. government, supports them. You're no different than the U.S. government supporting neo-Nazis. Not one bit, are you? Have you seen what some of those people do? The cruelty they do to people. You know, minor things like dismemberment, rape, murder, just trivia stuff. What's the difference between what Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and especially Chris Bitterman by sending the police? What's the difference between you and these mass murderers? According to the scripture, you know, if you hate your brother, you're guilty of murder. Go one step further. You may be familiar with Matthew 18. And again, I'll read the LSV. And if your brother may sin against you, go and show him his fault between you and him alone. And if he may hear you, you gained your brother. You gained your brother. And if he may not hear, take with you one or two, that by the mouth of two witnesses or three, every word may be stand. And if he may not hear them, say it to the assembly. And if also the assembly he may not hear, let him be to you as the heathen man and the tax collector. One of the things I checked on this, if your brother may sin against you, and if he and so forth, he may not hear and so forth, it is the masculine, it's not the neuter. So there's the question, how would I apply this towards my wife? Because this is talking about my brother. She's not my brother. She's my wife. She's my sister. So there's a question there, you know, and I don't have a definitive answer. Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, my brothers. Are they? Are they followers of Christ? They're not showing any evidence of it. But, you know, the idea of brother there is, you know, it literally means one of the same womb. And so that's not true in these cases, because it's not, we're not biological brothers in the most intimate case. But as far as I understand what the language means is that it's not we have the same mother, but we are brothers in the sense that we have the same Father, the Lord. So, you know, that is the context. There's also the brotherhood when you go all the way back to Adam. We are of that same lineage too, but I think it's especially because of the fact, if he does not hear the assembly, let him to you as the heathen. So I think we're talking about brothers. So Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, are you a follower of Christ? That's not a flippant question. That's a serious question. Your acts, your deeds, the way you respond to someone who's seeking reconciliation with you by constantly providing silence or sending the police, you're either a follower of Christ who's gone astray and is being called back to be obedient to Christ, or you've entered the kingdom of heaven through the wide gate. In other words, you're going to hear from the Lord I never knew you. Which is it? I hope you're part of the elect. And in doing so, as I keep using the example of the Galatians 2 and the 2 Peter 3, when Paul called out Peter publicly before the assembly, and Peter later says, our beloved brother Paul, showing a clear indication of a reconciled relationship. I'm asking for that still. Note 2, verse 17, and if you not hear them, say to the assembly. ESV is to the church. I'm going to double check that here. Tell it to the church, and if you used to listen to the church. The word, obviously, is the ecclesia, which is not the institution. The idea that you go before, like the elders in the institutional church, and it's a backroom thing, and then the elders make a pronouncement. That's complete, utter hogwash. It's baloney. It's garbage. It's a twisting of scripture. It is disgusting. Who takes it before the assembly? It doesn't say church leadership. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault. Well, I've obviously done that repeatedly. And if you may not hear, take with you one or two. Some emails have been sent by my friend, for example, my friend Chris has sent some emails specifically to Jim Cross. But then there's also the example of the Galatians 2, where because the idea, the sin is committed publicly, everyone's the witness, the assembly's the witness. And then, consistent with Galatians 2, say it to the assembly. It's not the leadership of the institution talking to the congregation on Sunday morning or Sunday evening or whatever. No, it's the person who started this, who went to his brother to reconcile with him, who showed him his fault. And if he may hear you, you gained your brother. No one's hearing me. I haven't gained my brother yet. I'm going to continue to try. And if he may not hear them, say to the assembly. Or as I've described, go public. Which, Galatians 2, he said it before them all. The law is not going to stop me. Because my wife went to the law in North Carolina to get a restraining order to keep me from my kids. I sent an email before she went to court. And the response by the court was pathetic. I would suggest it's consistent with the rules for thee and not for me. The state is not your friend. I say this to your shame. Can it be there no one among you wise enough to settle dispute between brothers? But brother goes against to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. So I have the evidence. I can get all the lawyers involved and file lawsuits and get access to my kids, or maybe even get to the point of getting my kids taken away from my wife because she's a child abuser. She violates man's law, clearly. But 1 Corinthians 6:7, why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? I will not go to the state. I am not going to go to the state because I'm a follower of Christ. I know this confuses people in the institutional church. People who have entered, who are trying to get through that wide gate. No, I'm trying to go through that narrow gate. I'm trying to be obedient to Christ. Although I'm sorry, did I offend you? I'm trying to be obedient to Christ. I am not going to go to the state because the Lord clearly says, don't do that. And there's a whole lot more on that I can make the case in this, but it's not the point. But tell it to the assembly. Say it to the assembly, or say it before them all. Please remember you're talking to, or you're not talking to, but this is a geek talking to you. I'm going to try to pursue reconciliation with Jim Pross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, until my dying breath. That's why the postcards, the last three postcards that went out, the one today, the one today went to Jim Pross, yesterday Render Keynes, the day before to Chris Bitterman. Same text. My last breath has not yet arrived. If that is true with you, then we still have time to reconcile. Interested? I've approached them repeatedly, often, over and over again, and a lot. I've approached them. They're not going to be able to go before the Lord after the last breath and say, I didn't know. I'm doing a lot more potential damage to them than going to the state. If you actually believe the Bible is true, if you actually believe you're going to make an account, if you actually believe that what the Bible says is true, and you have been pointed out over and over again from the scripture that you're in violation of the scripture, when somebody's appealing for reconciliation with you, you should be scared to death to think about what it's going to be to stand before the Lord and say, I didn't reconcile with that man because that should really scare the living daylights out of you. Go to the police. Go hire a sniper and put a bullet in my head. That's trivia compared to what I just set in front of you, and I've reset in front of you over and over again. I'm not going to the state. I'm setting before you an option to reconcile. And you spit in my hand, which I will contend is spitting in the face of God. I would suggest, if there's no repentance, this is the coals in the head. This should scare the living daylights out of you. And my hope, my desire to any of these brothers who have sinned against me, that like the relationship between Peter and Paul, we will mutually be able to say, our beloved brother, I'm offering that option to you. Are you going to continue to deny it? I'm going to go very public with this. Not a little public, very public with it. I'm stating this now. I'm sure you won't hear it, but the evidence is there. And then there's my wife. Beyond question, it's a common theme. The one person I want to reconcile with mostly is the lady I love and adore. I've stated years ago, it would have been more merciful on her part. The day she left, we have a Glock. She specifically took it. It would have been more merciful for her when she picked it up. She took it out of the holster, should have pointed at me, and put a bullet in my head. That would have been far more merciful than what she has put me through for the last 10 years. What she has done is cruel. she even stated once, post my heart attack, when she found out about that, that she would have seen it as God's mercy. She sent the letter saying that she wants to dump the Kozlowski name and allow our kids to do the same. The woman who once said she loved me, the woman with whom she and I have 9 kids walking the earth, and at least 2 have blatantly denied obedience to Christ. And my understanding is the relationship between Eric Lee and both my wife and Jim Cross is less than favorable. Yet there's somebody trying to reconcile, and it's me. I am an imperfect man. It's a polite way of saying I'm full of sin, past, present, and future. I acknowledge that. I've confessed that often, and I'm willing to do so publicly, and I have. But this one sinful man is striving to be obedient to Christ and has seen his blessing. I saw it again today. Magnificently, I saw it again today. But I'm going to continue to do what I will contend is perhaps the greatest act of love I can do right now. Pursue reconciliation with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, the leadership at Meadowview, the leadership at Covenant Presbyterian Church, my kids, and beyond any question, the woman I love and adore, my wife. It's going to be unrelenting. I will not stop until my last breath. And, you know, I did a 7-mile hike today. The evidence, and I did do the chin-up bar again today, and I did only about like a 5-second pull-up. But I did it. So, seven miles in well under 2 hours of walking, and my, you know, the pull-up, typical for your average 66-year-old, right? I'm probably going to be around for a while. You know, the people I mentioned, probably going to outlive at least some of them. But that really doesn't matter, because I know I may not make the end of the day. But the evidence is here. To all of you, I have been striving for reconciliation. And if you say no, the evidence is before you. The postcards are there. The images are online. And I have the postcards in hand, which could come in very valuable in the days to come. And again, may I remind my wife, her restraining order was for 1 year. Keep that in mind. I'm playing by the rules. You don't. I am. I'm not going to use the rules against you, man's rules. But I'm going to point out the Lord's commands and what it is to act in love. There's no love with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, institutional church leadership. A whole bunch of them have the postcards or emails. And unfortunately, there's no love with my wife. But unmistakably, my wife is loved by me. Unwaveringly. And I'm pursuing reconciliation. Dorothy Chain, my lady, my wife. I'm about to get really loud. I love you and I want you back.